Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Jenna Telestis. Hello, Jenna.
Hello, Gary.
So Jenna is a statehouse reporter here for us at the News Tribune, and we're going to talk a little bit about Missouri State Penitentiary. It came up recently during the legislature when the Office of Administration was talking about future plans for MSP. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what MSP is for those who may not know.
Right. So the MSP is a property that used to be a state penitentiary. It's been decommissioned for quite some time now, and there's still buildings on the property. There's a wall around the area. There's a small gas chamber. So currently the Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau runs tours. They're either historic tours by day or ghost tours at night. So that's who kind of manages the tours of the property. And then the state owns the actual historic site and the buildings on it. And then the city owns some of the rest of the land in that area.
Yeah. If you haven't been there, I mean, we'll have it in our show notes, the website for MSP, but you're right. I mean, the site itself was built in the 1830s. I mean, it's older than Alcatraz. A lot of folks don't realize that. It is just a fascinating building. And CVB, for many, many years, has been doing these tours, and they're international tours. That's always what strikes me, is their yearly totals of people visiting, sometimes well past 30,000 people, walking through where those inmates were sitting in the gas chamber where people were executed. So it has a rich history, obviously, in this area. When it was decommissioned in 2004, that's when all of those prisoners were taken out to Jefferson City Correctional Center. So at that point, it opened up opportunities for retrieving and really highlighting the history of that institution. And as a longer time person here, I just am always amazed at that site. I've been there a few times, and there have been fits and starts. I mean, I've been here about 15 years, and when I first came here, there was a master plan being created of city, county, state parties that they did a lot of meetings, but never really advanced. And so when Jenna came back and said, hey, OA has a master plan for MSP, it just really perked my ears. So let's talk a little bit about what OA's plan, where it's at first, right? I mean, this is not a foregone conclusion. They were pitching a plan to a Senate committee.
Right. So they presented the plan before the Budget Committee of the House, and basically they just kind of gave them an overview of it. They said there's a digital master plan that's almost complete, but for now they just kind of gave the general idea of the plan. And so it's in total a $93 million plan to preserve the MSP and make it into an attraction. And phase one of the plan is about $52 million, and that would focus on preserving the buildings and turning one of them into a museum. And then they also talked about moving part of the wall to the state part of the land, and then moving the gas chamber onto the state-owned part of the land.
So yeah, I mean, this is like 140 acres or something like that for the whole tract. This portion of the master plan is just a small portion of that 140 acres. And so when we talk about it, as I was looking through this glossary of what they are proposing, it really struck me how they're looking for an immersive type experience there, right? By moving the walls, it's not just to take them down, but to create almost a prison-like setting there.
Right, yeah. And we can see from this kind of outline sheet that they're focusing on interpretive themes and experiences. It lists a day in the life as one tour. Intake and orientation is another tour part of it. A gas chamber experience is listed. They have a event center planned where they'll have public events or private venue rentals. They also mentioned, yeah, kind of moving the wall so that you feel like you're in kind of in the actual prison area, which, yeah, it sounds like they want it to really be an experience.
Yeah, it really feels like they're leveraging the history here. This is not a Silver Dollar City type experience here, right, where you go for a theme park. This is more to immerse you into what prison life was like, the roots of the penal system in Missouri.
Yeah, it sounded like that was a concern that some of the budget committee had, was is it making it into a fun experience of what, you know, kind of making light and not being respectful of horrible things that happened here, or is it really preserving and focusing on the history aspect? And I think what the OA said is they are really trying to focus on preserving history, you know, while also offering experiences that will draw tourism. So I think the intention is to really focus on preserving the history and preserving these buildings and educating the public about what the MSP was and what life was like there.
Yeah. When you were telling me about this, when I was reviewing this, it made me think of the Oklahoma City Bombing Museum that they have, where you really, you're walking through the areas where that happened, and you really get a better sense of what people were experiencing at the time. It's more of an experiential visit.
Right. Yeah. And in this proposal, it kind of talks about combining some modern technology and exhibits and, you know, books, articles, videos, a film media center about what this was like, and not just looking at old buildings and architecture, which is definitely part of it. And right, having interaction with the MSP.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, a lot of it already exists there. I mean, just to walk into those cells where basically inmates left things as they walked out, and you really got a sense of some of their personalities from how they had, quote, decorated their cells. And so it does seem like a very innovative way to build upon that foundation that's there right now. I was also intrigued by there's an element of where they were looking for public venues where they could presumably rent out for concerts and events like that.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't address that much in the actual, you know, proposal sheet that was handed out. It just says events can be a significant driver of revenue. There could be public events with the food service and catering or private venue rentals. And they didn't really expand during the committee hearing about what that would look like. There was one representative who kind of questioned what type of events would be going on there. What kind of events would you want to do at a state penitentiary?
Sure.
Was what he was asking about. So I'm not really sure what those would look like, but that's part of what is listed in the plan.
So what's been the reaction from community members?
Yeah, I think what I've heard from the city and the CVB, they sound pretty excited about it. I talked to the city administrator, Brian Crane, and he said the city had urged the state to preserve these buildings. The city's excited for the opportunity for more tourism and bringing in more people, and that they've considered that operations might need to expand in some areas and that city partners are prepared for that. They've considered that. They're ready for that. And then, yeah, the CVB will continue to administer the tours. They'll stay at $25 is what the OA said during the hearing. And they also sounded happy about the opportunity. They said they've been working with the city and the state on the project. There were mixed reactions, I would say, from the committee itself. There were definitely some questions about the price because it's just such a high amount. And so some of them were kind of trying to calculate what the recoup would be on that investment, which they said isn't the primary objective of preserving the buildings, but it is something to consider when you're spending that much money on kind of a tourist attraction. And so one of them came up with 20 years, one of them came up with 50 years. Either way, it's going to be a while before the state makes back that money. And then others of the committee expressed concerns, kind of like what I was talking about earlier. One of them said it was gruesome, thought it was a terrible idea. Another one said it was the stupidest idea he had heard all day.
Wow.
So definitely not all fans of the project.
Yeah.
I think one of them expressed just being uncomfortable with the idea, considering a lot of people and their families have negative experiences with prison. So making it into a commercialized, fun attraction just didn't seem like a great idea. And he thought that his constituents wouldn't really be on board with it either. But yeah, the OA's response to that is that it is more about preserving history And, you know, they said the full master plan will kind of explain more of that.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a real concern, too. I mean, 20 years have passed since the inmates left, and the weather, nature has really been hard on that site, you know, from the tornado that took off the roofs of some of the places to just the being in the elements. I think there's real concern among preservationists, historic preservationists, that the site is becoming endangered, right, that it will be lost if something is not done.
Yeah, that's what Brian Crane said, that the city encouraged the state to preserve the buildings because his phrase was that there will be demolition by neglect if the state doesn't do something with these buildings soon. So yeah, the city's really been pushing for preservation, it sounds like.
Yeah. And from the city's point, they have about 30 acres that the state conveyed to them that they just recently, the council approved some efforts to clean up that area. So potentially there's a good opportunity for that to become a springboard for more economic entertainment, positive use of that area. We'll stay tuned to it, Jenna. Thanks for bringing the information to us, and check the show notes for a link to her story about it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.